Clouds continue to roll into our area from the west, and we look ahead to a chance for some showers tonight into tomorrow morning. And then over the weekend, a storm that is a bit out of character for summertime will look to bring us a soaking rain, developing around midday Saturday, continuing through Saturday night, and some showers and possibly a few rumbles of thunder will linger into the day on Sunday. So for now, we're watching a cold front. That's the cold front that triggered a couple of thunderstorms yesterday, late afternoon and evening across the north. That front now is kind of stalled across the north country. And there's a couple of areas of rain to our west back through the Great Lakes. And all that moisture is approaching from the west, so we will see an increasing chance for showers as we roll through the nighttime hours. And as we work through the late night and tomorrow morning, the energy kind of diving to our south will form into an area of low pressure that could actually bring a bit of a period of rain late tonight into tomorrow morning across our far southern areas. So by morning, we'll have clouds and maybe a lingering shower. Again, there's a bit of a better chance for a steadier rain across the far south early. But as the day moves along, we should see a drying trend come in from the north. So we'll see some sunshine break through, though clouds may linger across the south tomorrow. Temperatures will be up into the 70s for afternoon highs. Moving into Saturday, we're going to see the storm come at us. And, you know, on the weather map, it almost looks like a winter storm coming at us from the southwest. Now, of course, it's not winter time, so we're not focusing on any wintry precipitation, but there's certainly the potential for widespread soaking rain as we roll through the weekend. Rain will develop from southwest to northeast on Saturday. Temperatures will be on the cool side, running only in the lower to mid-70s. We could even have a few 60s if the rain gets in here soon enough. It rains through Saturday night, and even on Sunday, kind of behind the main area of rainfall, there's the chance for a lingering shower or thunderstorm to wrap the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Variably cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, low in the 50s. For tomorrow, chance of an early shower, then increasing sunshine, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, chance of an early shower, then increasing sunshine, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, especially during the morning, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, chance of an early shower, then increasing sunshine, high in the lower to mid-70s. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds with rain developing, high in the lower to mid-70s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with lingering rain early, followed by an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, with highs only in the 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.